Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at rt.ie and 51551 is our text number. I did not know that a lot of apartment blocks and indeed housing organisations don't allow pets. Anne-Marie Stafford, good afternoon, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Where are you living and what's happened?
Yeah, basically, I'm in Bettermine Hall in Stepaside. We've lived here for 11 years.
And is it an apartment or a house or a terrace?
It's an apartment complex, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So basically what happened is we received a notice in November for our pets to be removed by Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't meet with those circumstances that they were going to issue proceedings to the tenancy board. So all the residents got together late November. Mm-hmm. And we met with our local politician, Chris Curran, Sinn Féin, and discussed our worries about possibly being evicted, etc. So Chris contacted Clwyd. Clwyd responded back saying they were going
Clwyd,
to...
Clwyd is one of the many housing organisations who
correct.
Are...
Correct, yeah, there's well, many, they get, there's many.
They get state, massive state aid, but they are actually building houses. Anyway, Clwyd managed it, and what did they say?
So Clwyd said they were going to postpone this extreme action, which was great. We could all go back to normal with our lives. But come the third week of January, they started knocking on doors saying that if we don't get our pets removed, that they're going to issue proceedings to the tenancy board.
To have you evicted?
Well, basically it's a procedure. It starts with a mediation, adjudication, tribunal and then court. But they are not budging on the pet thing. They want the pets out, no questions asked.
And
no
considered. I'm reading the end of the letter. This may lead to Clwyd regaining possession of the property.
Correct, yeah. Even though we're here 11 years, you know.
Well, many apartments?
There's about 47, and there's a block that's Hale, which is another housing association, but that has nothing to do with us.
Hale, and many dogs?
There's approximately about 16 to 20 dogs in the complex.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, yeah.
And did anyone get rid of their dog? It was a funny date, wasn't it, to pick by Christmas Eve?
Well, Christmas Eve, I mean, there's children here, Joe. A lot with issues that I would rather not go into because they're children. But, I mean, they're heartbroken. I mean, these pets, we're not talking about puppies, Joe. We're talking about dogs that are old, from 7, 8, 9, 10. There's an emotional bond there.
Okay, has there been problems with dogs?
Yes, there was a complaint put in about a dog barking, but... The complainant contacted our local politician and there's a resolution there. We're all willing to work together.
Okay.
And, you know, new house rules, etc. We've also agreed to sign a legal document to say we'll never get a pet again if that needs be. So to let the pets that are here die off and... And then you know, there'll be no pets or whatever.
But what is the objection to pets if they're behaving themselves?
Well, this is I don't know. I mean, we've all, like, we're a group here and we have a group chat and everything and we've agreed to get anti-bark collars if it's a barking is an issue. We've agreed to resolve everything we possibly can to no avail. You know, it's just, what is the solution here? I mean, it's like someone asked, and I know it sounds extreme, but it's like someone asked me to remove my son, Joe. I mean, I have suffered with severe anxiety and panic disorder for many years. I've had to leave work because of it. And these dogs, sorry, I just get upset.
And
these dogs are a lifeline to me to get up every day. If I have a panic attack, they reassure me that I'm not on my own. I have a psychiatrist letter. No, they don't want to know. They don't support emotional assist dogs. I mean, I have gone through so much the past 6 weeks. I ended up in hospital last week. I mean, at the end of the day, there's worse things that's going on here regarding structure issues, mould, that they're not rectifying. I mean, a dog, they want to evict someone for a dog.
And what breed is a dog do you have?
It's a Chihuahua mix, so it's basically...
Small dog?
Tiny dog, yeah. And they have anti-bark collars on. I don't know what to do. I mean, it's two horrible scenarios to be in, face eviction or get rid of your family member, and I haven't been sleeping or eating.
And when you explain to Clwyd, and you showed me the letters you got from a psychiatric service, from a community service, and signed by a psychiatrist, and he's consultant psychiatrist, and he or she is saying, I don't want to know their name, but he or she is saying, my reason for writing this is to clarify, while the dogs are not formally support dogs, that in effect they do function in this role. It would be very much my belief that they be treated as assistance dogs and that they be allowed remain with, I won't give your son's name, and his mother, in order to avoid further traumatising the child. And he makes some reference then to other issues. That's neither here nor there at this stage. So you have a letter from a consultant psychiatrist saying, this is no ordinary dog. And dogs are, for most people, absolutely brilliant. Absolutely
brilliant. Exactly. But not only that, like for emotion support, for elderly loneliness. I mean, the ISPCA are involved. We have an MEP involved. You know what? I don't know where to go from here, to be honest with you. I've been in an awful state. I mean, we sent letters to the chief executive of CLUID with no response. I think they went to Chris with a letter. They've ignored their policies for 10 years. You know, we have an emotional attachment to these animals now. The issue with the dog barking, the complainant wants to compromise and come up with new solutions. You know, we've always been reasonable. You know, CLUID's a registered charity. You know, what way are these actions charitable? You know?
Okay, stay there, Anne-Marie. 51551. Joe at rt.ie. Helen Higgins. How are you, Helen?
Hiya, Joe. How are you?
Good. And what's your situation? You're in the same apartment complex.
I'm in the same apartment complex as Anne-Marie, and I'm in the same situation as Anne-Marie, but I've actually been brought to adjudication.
Okay.
And I was given 9 weeks, even though I pleaded and begged with them to let me keep my dog. They refused, and I was basically bullied into getting...
Don't use that word now. That's
okay,
because
sorry.
I wasn't there.
I was basically told that if I didn't sign a letter to say that if I didn't get rid of my dogs by the end of April... that the adjudicator would actually make a decision there and then and make me get rid of the dogs that day. So I had to sign a letter to say that I would rehome them or foster them.
And you have what? You have another 5 or 6 weeks to rehome them,
have another
you?
5 or 6 weeks or else foster them.
Or else what them?
To foster them out.
To give them.
See, the situation that I'm in is the apartment is too small for me. So Chris was going to work along with CLUID to help me to get a bigger place that would be suitable for me to keep the dogs. And to no avail, CLUID have not contacted Chris. They have not helped him.
And have you? How many dogs have you got, Helen?
I have two small dogs.
And what have you got?
I have a Cavalier King Charles and a Shih Tzu.
Two very small dogs.
Yeah, and like that.
Have there been complaints about them?
Supposedly there was a complaint made before Christmas. We received a letter to say that we would have to get rid of our dogs.
Was the complaint made? What are your dogs called? What's their names?
Sasha and Gizmo.
And was there a complaint about Sasha and Gizmo?
No, basically everybody in the whole complex got a letter. It was a general letter. And it was basically stating pets, that no pets were allowed, and we had till Christmas Eve to basically get rid of our dogs or any pet.
And can you have a cat?
We're not even allowed a goldfish, according to the new RTB tenancy lease that people were asked to sign there a year ago. We went under the umbrella of...
You're not allowed to have a goldfish?
No, in case the tank leaks and goes down into the apartment underneath you.
She can say that about you. Are you allowed to have a shower and a bath?
Now, Joe, my dogs are 9. Gizmo was 9. And my son has mental health issues, and he totally depends on Gizmo. Would be the dog actually sleeps in the bed beside him, and helps him through really tough days.
Yeah,
he suffers with very bad depression, stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And the dog, without the dog, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but I just think it's very cruel and. Basically come to us before Christmas and ask us to remove our pets and then to knock on the door then in January. And I opened the door and it was basically the housing officer with another lady. And basically I was told that they were here to implement the no pet policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you want me to do? Like, do you want me to get the dog put down? And they were like, well, that's up to you. As cold as that, my 5-year-old daughter was standing there.
Mm-hmm. And Helen, how do you get housed by Clwyd? Just to give people a picture.
Basically, you go on the council list, mm-hmm. and basically you're offered a property from Clwyd. It's like AHB, like a housing association body. Okay. Like.
And do you get support in any way? Do you follow me?
No.
It's just like an ordinary apartment block.
Basically, Joe, there's a lot of other issues going on here. There's a leak down the car park for the last 12 years. Okay. It's not like a drip drab. It's actually pouring. And there they are, and they're after innocent dogs.
What I was trying to get to there, is there a manager or a manageress on site? No, there's
no,
not.
We pay management fees, so do the grass and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
It's included in our rent, yeah.
Okay, and has there been complaints? Anne-Marie, I'll go back to you for a sec. Anne-Marie, yes. Have there been complaints about the dogs soiling the area?
No.
Okay. I'm not fully aware of that, but
they were actually asked that, and the housing officer said no, not in this area.
Okay.
That there was no soiling of.
You walk your dogs and you keep them well and you tidy up after them.
Dogs are like a family.
We've lived here 11 years, Joe. You know, we know everybody. We get on well.
If you had a vote in the apartment block, would you have a majority for keeping the dog?
We've run a petition.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me.
Everybody signed the petition. A lot of people were at work or whatever.
Everyone says this is just extreme, Joe. I mean, it's just really gotten out of hand. I mean, we've all been reasonable. We've all willing to help and rectify. We love our neighbours. We don't upset anybody. But there's a solution. But it's just gone to the extreme.
But the solution is to keep... What is the compromise? Insofar as there has to be. But your solution is what, Amory? Whoever has dogs now, keep them.
We're willing to sign a legal document to state that, you know, we are willing to let these dogs pass away and never get a pet again. I mean, we're also willing to all get anti-bark collars if there's an issue with noise. We know there's so many mm-hmm. different avenues we can go down except for this one. I mean, in this day and age with the homeless crisis and them threatening to evict someone with a roof over their head... Tearing them between a loving family member and the roof over their head is horrendous. I mean, these are not just pets, Chris, or Joe, sorry. It's just, they're more than that. You know, they're my lifeline anyway. They get me up every day. They support me when I'm having a panic attack. They can tell when I'm having a panic attack. And they get me back together again. You know, I mean, I just, to be honest with you, like, I'm suffering an awful lot, and I'm not the only one. Poor Helen is suffering as well, and the other neighbours. I mean, this is just wrong on so many levels.
I presume you'd be allowed, if you needed a guide dog, a certified guide dog.
Basically, that was asked, Joe, in the adjudication when we were in there, and the housing officer actually said that... with someone with a that needed a guide dog would be offered adequate housing, not an apartment.
My
concern is, who's to say that you don't? I don't mean this in a bad way. That you move into the apartment, okay, but who's to say in a few years you don't become blind? Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
Let me bring in Rosemary Hughes, 51551. Joe,
hey,
Rosemary, good afternoon. What's your situation, Rosemary?
My situation is that I'm actually a guide dog handler. Have a working guide dog, and getting accommodation is virtually impossible.
And what do you mean you're a guide dog handler?
I have a working guide dog. We are a guide dog team.
Okay, and why do you need a guide dog?
Because I'm visually impaired.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see that. Okay. How do you find getting accommodation, Rosemary?
Getting accommodation is a nightmare, whether it's a private landlord or even booking into a B&B. I mean, I live street homeless most of the time at the moment because me and my guide dog, I try and book in somewhere like Isaac's in a dorm room, where the beds are 15, 20 euros a night and affordable, and they turn around and they say to me, I'm sorry, we cannot accommodate you because you have a guide dog or because you are sight impaired.
Mm.
And I know it's against the law, but it still happens. I mean, the other thing you get is they try and charge you extra because you've got a guide dog.
And where are you living at the moment?
A mixture of between Grafton Street and... basically, whenever I can afford to book into a B&B, I book into a B&B.
What do you mean a mixture between Grafton Street? Where on Grafton Street?
I sleep in the doorway of Clark's. I am resident in the doorway of Clark's most nights.
The shoe shop there, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. With your dog?
Yep, the two of us. And we actually put a sign up now because, I mean, after Owen Keegan's statements on homelessness being, you know, attractive and so forth. Yeah, go on.
I don't know what's written on the sign.
The sign basically says that the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive have no suitable accommodation for someone who is a guide dog handler, so I don't get allocated a bed through the free phone. So I have no choice but to either accept a sleeping bag or find myself somewhere that I'm able to afford to book in, but it's crazy money. And you get refused more often than not, even with a registered guide dog. There are a couple of places, the Travel Lodge in Rathmines, absolutely brilliant. They accept guide dogs, no issues at all.
Great.
Fantastic.
Rightly so. Stay there, Rosemary. Carmel, good afternoon, Carmel.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You think there's a thread, and that is, there's an anti-dog sentiment is increasing. Is this by officialdom or by people generally?
No, I don't necessarily think by officialdom, but it's a growing thing. My experience where I live is that we have a free newspaper that's delivered to all the houses.
Yeah.
But they ceased to deliver it to my house last June because I have a dog. Now, I have a little Westie who has to be, I have a big lawn, and she has to be on a long leash all day because she has no road sense.
Okay.
And I had the manager out to me here, and we looked at the length of the leash. She cannot get near the path, or she cannot get near the door. Mm-hmm. But still, because of a health and safety question, the deliverers will not deliver the paper to my house.
Or does she bark?
Oh, she barks a bit, but I mean, she's a very friendly little thing. She's a lovely little thing.
Yeah, but dogs are dogs. Some people have a fear of dogs.
Ah, yeah, but that's my point. That was my point. Why would you give
why should you disbar someone from a job who doesn't like dogs? But maybe, can your dog, what's your dog called, by the way? What's your dog's name?
I call her Millie.
Millie. If someone comes in to live in the, will Millie come running at me? I know she can't get to me, but will at me?
Not necessarily at all. She's not that kind of a dog. She's a small little thing. She doesn't, you know, like, she might come wagging her tail, but that's about it. You know what I mean? She doesn't come at people. She doesn't have any kind of violence about her at all. But
that was the reason why the delivery company said no. I'm postcorned, don't they?
And the point about it is that I have had dogs for always, but certainly for the last 40 years, some of them way bigger than this one, and they roamed free, actually. This is the first dog that's ever had to be on a leash because of her tendency to run out on the road.
But do on post deliver?
Yes, of course they do.
And do you get deliveries from other companies?
I'd have, you know, DPL, all these kind of companies. There's no problem whatsoever.
But it's a local free, which are good newspapers. A local free newspaper, they won't deliver. It won't give you one. Now, what did they say? Do you go to the library or go to the shop to get one?
Yeah, but the same local newspaper claims to deliver to a very large number of houses.
Yeah, sure they do. Yeah. Okay, stay there, Carmen. Sorry, Rosemary, I didn't ask you the name of your dog.
Sorry, my dog is called Kia.
Kia, and where will you and Kia be tonight, Rosemary?
I've managed to book somewhere for €100 for two nights, so I'm okay for the next two nights.
And where were you last night?
I booked in the same place for €40 for yesterday night.
Okay. And when is the last time you slept with Kia on Grafton Street?
Patrick's night, Sunday.
No.
Yeah.
And what was that like?
It was horrendous.
Why?
So many people were intoxicated, falling over me, waking me up. It's just so loud and noisy. It's horrendous. I mean, I booked in yesterday because I actually needed to rest for the day because I was exhausted.
Well, tell me about St. Patrick's night again. Would people have known you were sleeping in the doorway? Would they have seen you?
Oh, yes, very much so.
And would they have...
Bright yellow sleeping bag.
Would any of them have tried... I know you were saying they were intoxicated. Would anyone have... Any of them tried to raise you to wake you up?
Some of them just talk to you for hours and hours, and I don't mind that. I mean, I'm more than happy to have a chat with someone, but when they're absolutely intoxicated, it's beyond... Give me a moment, please. All right. Yeah, sorry, just a distraction to my dog.
Oh, no worries.
So, yes, it was absolute nightmare, as in I think I fell asleep about 6.30 and was up again by 7.30.
By the way, doorways and Grafton Street are used to when people are drunk to pee in as well.
I know that one, but thankfully they don't tend to come too near mine because it's got lots and lots of bright lights in it.
Right, okay, okay. And who do you meet when you're sleeping on Grafton Street? Who, what type?
You mean what kind of people?
Is it other homeless people, is it?
You meet other homeless people, but you also meet people who sort of come up to you and go, what on earth are you doing in this doorway? Yeah. You know, you're visually impaired.
Yeah.
You know, why have they not done anything about it? And I've explained to them that disability actually puts you down the list, not up the list.
And
it
what
makes things worse.
Because there's such a shortage of suitable accommodation for your needs. Is that what they say?
Yes, that's right, yes. Because, I mean, I have a chronic pain condition on top of the sight impairment. So, literally, I need someone with 24-hour access and somewhere that's basically ground floor level because there are days when I can't do stairs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Rosemary. And do you have a key worker or a case worker that's lobbying?
I do in Focus Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's a wonderful lady, but it's like she said, it's going to take time for them to source somewhere suitable.
Okay.
But
yeah.
They've had for a year. So, I mean, John's Lane West closed 3 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. Did you phone us from there one day?
Did
you ring us
from
there?
Yeah,
I did.
Okay. Yes. I spoke to you from there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Were you born with the visual impairment, Rosemary?
I've had the visual impairment since my mid-teens.
Okay. All right. I know your key worker in Focus Mind would be working hard. I said people's jaws are just dropping that someone who's homeless, who's visually impaired with a guide dog, was sleeping in a doorway in Grafton Street as recently as St. Patrick's Night, our national holiday.
Yep.
Good God.
I mean, I'm back there Thursday night. I keep a little float of about €250 to book myself in an emergency if I get sick.
Yeah.
Or I get exhausted, but I burn through that.
Okay. And how do you feed? Because a guide dog needs... You can't.
Oh, she's got a good diet, she has.
Yeah.
She comes first. Always has.
Does she?
Yeah. Good girl. She's sitting at my feet at the moment.
Yeah. You love her and she loves you and her so...
She's so much more than just a guide. I mean, she's family. She's, you know, we've been together for so long that I can't imagine life without her. And it's really, really difficult when I have to navigate on a mobility cane alone.
Yeah. Okay, Rosemary, stay safe now, please. Look after yourself,
okay.
In Kia, and vice versa. Let me bring Wayne in. Wayne, good afternoon.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. Your point, please, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm with Clude House, and I've had a couple of warning letters in the couple of years ago. Now it is. I used to have the family dog over once, twice a week for a bit of company.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a warning letter in the letterbox. Got the rules, the tenancy rules, but no pets allowed.
Even to visit for a few hours?
Yeah.
And how did they find out there was a pet visiting?
I think one of them from the office was over and seen me down in the car park, getting into the car with the dog.
And did they say to you, who owns it? That's not your dog.
And they didn't approach me, no. I would have preferred if they had approached me on the day, but they didn't. I just got a letter in the post box a couple of weeks later.
And are you in the same apartment complex as Anne-Marie and Helen, who's been on?
Well, I'm with Clewood House, and I'm out in Ashtown.
That's completely different, yeah. Okay. Okay, and
the dog was great. I live on my own, you know. The dog was
great
for helping me coping with loneliness, you know. Only a small little dog, a Yorkshire Terrier.
Yeah.
Now, I can understand about not having big, huge dogs in the apartment. It's maybe not suitable, but this is a small little Yorkshire Terrier.
And did you know no pets are allowed, including goldfish?
Yeah, that's right. No pets at all. And it's it's my only gripe with Clude, because it was a dream come true.
Yeah, of course.
I got a beautiful apartment.
Yeah.
And it's my only gripe, because I live on my own.
Yeah.
I used to look forward to taking the dog over for a bit of company.
Of course. Okay, Wayne. That's Wayne. Now let me bring Aisling Doyle in. Thanks, Wayne. Aisling, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What's your situation?
Well, I live in residential care and we're allowed animals.
Yeah.
So I just want to explain that the animals help people with mental health issues.
And do you have a pet?
I did have a pet. I had a guinea pig.
Okay, and you were allowed to have a guinea pig?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, and what difference did a guinea pig make?
Pardon?
What difference did a guinea pig make to you, Aisling?
It just could sense when I was nervous, when I was holding it and that.
Yeah. And, well, it's nice having a pet to look after and...
Yeah, it is.
...company and...
Yeah.
And what other pets are in the residential unit that you're in? What other pets are allowed?
Some of the service users have, some of the other clients, I should say, have birds and parrots and different things like that.
And are they generally welcomed?
Oh, yeah, they are, because our team leader here, she has a dog and she sometimes brings the dog in.
Yeah. And what, they liven up the place and...
Yeah, the atmosphere and that.
Yeah. It's more homely, is it? And
yeah, it is.
And people see each other's pets. What, by the way, where's your guinea pig? What's his name?
It was Rosie and she died last year.
Oh, my God. And did you get a replacement for Rosie?
No, not at the moment.
Why? Why didn't you...
Because I'm at college, you see.
Okay, you're right. But Anne, you're making the point. You had a pet. You were in a residential unit where there was other people living. And was there any pet that was not allowed?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know? No one tried to bring in a lizard or a snake or anything, no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. How's college going, okay?
Yeah, it's going well.
Brilliant. Okay. Aisling, thanks a million. That's Aisling Doyle, Anne-Marie Stafford, Rosemary Hughes, 51551.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Remember on Friday week, March the 29th, and a lot will happen between now and then, especially on the subject of Brexit. But on Friday week, we are bringing Funny Friday to the Titanic Hotel in Belfast. All welcome, 145. John, good afternoon. Back to Clwyd and back to dogs. What's the name of your dog, John?
Can you hear me, Joe?
Loud and clear. What's your dog's name?
I actually have two.
You too. What's their names?
Yeah. Tyson and Bella.
Tyson and Bella, okay. When have you got to get out of your apartment?
Well, I've had a long-running dispute with Clwyd. I'm a hoarder and a collector.
Okay.
I'm 68 years of age and I've suffered from depression for years and I've had medical problems.
I'm sorry to hear that. And so Clwyd would have been a good... place for you?
Well, what happened was I ended up sharing a house with another guy near Cork City.
Mm-hmm.
And one morning we got up and the back garden had disappeared and the house was on the point of falling over, subsidence.
Okay.
So I had been on the county council housing list for 10 years, I think.
Mm.
And I then started agitating. The other guy ran away out of the house. He didn't want to stay there anymore.
Okay, so you're in Clwyd accommodation for how long?
I'm in Clwyd accommodation for 13 years.
Okay, and why did they want to get you out?
One, because of the dogs, and two, because of the state of the property.
How long have you got to sort things out?
Tomorrow.
And what do you have to do by tomorrow with Tyson and Bella? Get rid of them?
Yes. And move to a one-bedroom apartment 16 miles from Cork. I have a heart condition and I pay frequent visits to the hospital, CUH. Yeah. I'm only 2 miles from it. And I have a bit of a phobia about it. And I can't go that distance.
And what do you hoard?
I'm a bit of a collector, Joe, and I go around the charity shops and every bit of clothing I have has come from charity shops and some of it is absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I overdo it. I would not like to live beside myself, Joe.
It's a good way of putting it, all right. And
can
you sort it out?
Well, I have tried... My point with Clwyd is that they like to dictate to you, but they will not offer you any help.
Well, okay.
They have a huge staff.
Yeah, okay. What help do you need, John? You need help in cleaning?
I actually need a physical gang of cleaners to go through my house.
But would you let a cleaning company into your house?
Oh yeah, of course. Now at one stage, one of the Clwyd girls and a girl from, I think it was a Focus Ireland. Mm-hmm. They came and they spent 4 hours cleaning my living room and tidied it up.
Okay.
But my point is that Clwyd loved, like when I moved in first, Joe, I did an interview, and I was understanding that Clwyd were a charitable housing foundation, and you were giving a house from them, kind of on charitable grounds.
They are a housing association, yeah, and they are.
Yeah, but I was obviously understanding they were a charitable housing.
Okay,
foundation.
So what's your point there, John? Sorry, I don't.
My point there was that I would probably have not got housed by the county council, except for the house nearly falling down at Ballycollig.
Yeah, okay, but
when I went for the interview with Clwyd, I had two little terriers at the time, and they told me no dogs.
Well,
so I was lucky that. And one neighbour took one dog.
How long would it take four cleaners to clean out your property?
How long would it take? Yeah. I don't know, John. It depends on how hard they work.
Well, how many rooms are there, John?
There's downstairs, kitchen, living room, and small hallway, bathroom, front hallway, upstairs, bathroom, small bedroom and middle-sized bedroom.
Okay. And what state is your place in? Given that you said you wouldn't like to live beside yourself. What state
is
your place?
I'll be quite honest with you, Joe. It's a mess.
And why do you hoard so much, do you think?
I watch the programmes on television and everything now, and it is a disease. It's spread out of insecurity from youth.
And can you...
I was brought up on a small farm in the west of Ireland. My father died young.
Yeah.
But nothing was wasted, Joe. Absolutely nothing was wasted.
And have you tried to get help for your hoarding obsession?
I've been trying and in dispute with Clwyd, even went to the PTB.
No, but I mean, I don't mean Clwyd. I mean in the HSE or your local health centre for someone, because it is a psychological condition, you're right.
I have asked for that, and Clwyd also, I think about 5 years ago, recommended that I get some form of treatment.
And? Did you?
No.
Okay.
No. Nobody followed up on it, though.
Okay. Well, it's up to John. It's up to John to follow up on it. In one sense, I know.
In
positively, tell me what difference that Tyson and Bella make in your life, John.
Oh, I love dogs, Joe. They're both, Tyson is a rescue dog.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had dogs all my life. And then Bella arrived on the scene. She decided to move in.
Right.
And they're the only company I have, Joe.
And what breed of dog are they, John?
Little and large, Joe. Tyson is a Rottweiler, a big slob, and Bella's a little Chihuahua.
You're serious.
And Bella is the boss. She orbits him around.
Sure, Tyson could roll over and crush Bella.
He moves towards her sometimes and she growls and snaps at him, but she won't bite him. She's like a cross wife.
But Tyson could take Bella in his mouth.
He hasn't got that nature, Joe.
Okay.
When I was first told, I had a dog previous to that, he died from cancer on Christmas Eve on me, and I was heartbroken.
Okay.
And I said I'd never get another dog. And within 2 weeks, I got a phone call that there was a guy going to Australia, and if he couldn't get somebody to take his two-year-old Rottweiler, he would have to put him down.
Yeah.
So I went. Yeah. He had a lovely compound for the dog. I went in, I sat in the middle of the compound, I let the dog come over to me, and I started talking to him and rubbing him.
Okay, and you bonded. And have you a garden for Tyson especially?
Yes, I have a back garden and a front garden. But Joe, what I did then at that stage was I gave him a smack on the side of the face and he backed away. And he came back to me again and I rubbed him again. And then I gave him another smack, he backed away and he came back to me again. I knew then, Joe, I worked with dogs in the security.
You knew then he had a good...
I knew then he had no aggression in him.
Okay, now, what state is your back garden in?
overgrown, run down with rubbish.
Oh my God.
And the dogs sleep in my bedroom with me.
Up on the bed?
No. They've separate beds on the floor.
Okay. And what's the deadline tomorrow? Where did that come from? Where's the letter?
From a meeting on the 10th of March. It was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where I was given the option of moving out of the house and moving into a one-bedroom apartment about 17 miles away.
And could you bring Tyson and Bella with you?
No, the point. No dogs allowed again. The same as when I moved into the other place. When I moved into the house I'm in now.
Yeah, and what are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, they brought me to the PTB, Joe, at one stage, and they kept issuing 4-week notices. But the only good thing I learned out of the PTB was I went through all their stuff, and I was entitled to a week's notice for every year I was in the house, I think. It ended up about 6 months, anyway.
Okay.
I'm at the situation now, and I could do it to hire a professional company to come and clean the house. But at the last meeting, I brought up the point of the amount of notice, and I was told by a member of Clwyd, that's only for landlords who want to sell their house or somebody else move in or something. That doesn't apply to us at all.
Okay. Have you any extended family that might help you?
I have family. I've only one member of family close by, and she's not well at the moment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've another member of family coming from Canada next week.
And where are they going to stay?
They've made arrangements for themselves.
Okay. And will you bring them to visit your house?
I will, yeah.
Even though, as you said yourself, you wouldn't live beside yourself?
I wouldn't like to be living beside myself, yeah.
Do you think your relation from Canada might get a shock?
Yes, but not too shocked, because the house was as bad before she went to Canada.
Oh, she knew what she's seen it.
She did, but I was very reluctant to let anybody into the house.
I know. And John, can you afford to get the house cleaned? That sounds a big job.
Funnily enough, I can, Joe.
Okay, good man. Now, would you be psychologically able to see it being all your stuff being thrown out?
Well, that is part of the problem. I've watched the hoarding programs on television and everything else like that. And the stuff I'd want to keep, or the stuff that has to go.
Yeah. Okay. John, look after yourself. We'll keep in touch. But you're told the three of you have to be out by tomorrow.
No, I will be issued notice tomorrow.
Okay. Well, then we'll keep in
touch.
Joe,
can I say one thing? Just one thing.
Yeah, briefly.
My problems are small compared to those tragedies you mentioned and everything.
Yeah, here. Okay.
But I feel the fluid with the staff they have. They should have some form of welfare officers who communicate with the people in their houses with compassion.
Okay, John, you look after yourself and Tyson and Bella as well. That's John in Cork, 51551. Fergus Sweeney producing. Ray Darcy is next.